The sikh is on Likutei Sichas Chelek Yud Beis. Sorry, Chelek Yud Tes. Vayilech Beis. It begins. Post that it says in our parsha that Moshe called Yeshua and he told him, Chazak ve'matz, be strong, be fortified, because you are going to bring the people to the land which Hashem promised, and you are going to give it to them. Va'atot tanchileno isam, you are going to give it to them to inherit. You're going to go through the process of inheritance to them. So Rashi quotes the words, Ki atot toves ha'amazeh, which I just translated, you will come. I translated, you will bring the people. But no, it says, Tovoy, you will come with the people. Rashi says, it brings from the Medrash, because you will come up with these people. And then Rashi continues, Moshe told to Yeshua, the elders, the Zakenim of the generation will be with you, and you should do everything according to their opinion and according to their counsel. But Hashem told Yeshua, for you will bring the Bnei Yisrael in a future pasuk. It says, Ki ato tovi. So this is the pasuk we're talking about is Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Zayin. In Pasuk Chaf Gimel, so a mere 14 psukim later, 16 psukim later, Rashi, the Torah says a different language, and which Rashi is quoting here. That Moshe, Hashem told Yeshua that Ki atot tovi es b'nei Yisrael, you will bring the b'nei Yisrael to the land which I have sworn to give to them. You will bring them against their will. So Rashi is picking up that here it says, you will come with the people, and there, and that's Moshe talking to Yeshua, later 26 psukim, 16 psukim away, Hashem tells Yeshua, for you will bring the people. Okay. So there's a difference here, coming with or bringing. And later, in Sif Dalet, we're going to see what the exact dynamic of that difference is. So first of all, we have to understand what's difficult in this pasuk, that Rashi needs to bring the Targum and do it at length to explain what pshat is in the pasuk. I mean, the pasuk says, you will come with the people. It doesn't say tovi, it says tovoi es, you will come with the people. So Mefarshim point out that Rashi comes to answer an apparent stira. What's the stira? Well, Rashi himself brings the contradiction that later the pasuk says, for you will bring the people here. It says you will come with the people. As the Gemara says, yeah, when the Gemara picks up on this stira, it says tovoi and tovi. And the answer of Rashi, therefore, is like what the Gemara says. That here, it's what Moshe told Yeshua. Moshe says, you will come with the people, and together with the council of the elders, the Zkenim. And later, that's what Hashem told Yeshua. You will bring them against their will. In other words, it will be you that brings them, not in conjunction with anyone else. However, it's difficult to learn that that's what Rashi's talking about. First of all, then Rashi sort of started off right away in his pirush before he explains what the pasuk says. He sort of says, well, here it says Tove, he's going to come with the people. Later it says he's going to bring the people, like Rashi often does. He says, it says this here, but later it says this there. Number two, Rashi should have brought in his opening words in the Dibur HaMaschil, in the heading of the Rashi, only the word Tove, or the word Tove Esa'am, which means come with the people. Why does he bring the entire passage, Ki atot tovei esamazeh, for you will come with his people? He's not explaining that whole passage. He's explaining the word tovei and the apparent contradiction with tovi. Tovi means coming with, and tovi, bringing. And question number three in the Rebbe writes, Ve'ikar, this is the main question. Before the 5-year-old learning Torah has learned the pasuk that says later on, 16 psukim later, that you will bring the people, there's no question yet in our pasuk. So Rashi shouldn't have given his interpretation. If that's what he's coming to answer, he shouldn't have said it on this pasuk. He should have waited till we got to the later pasuk where it says that you will bring the people. And now the 5-year-old learning will say, oops, didn't we just learn that Moshe told Yeshua, you will come with the people? And then he should answer the contradiction. Base, says the Rebbe. The explanation of this is, why did Rashi ask to explain it over here? Is because by quoting with the heading, by quoting the word also ki atot tovei, for you will bring the people, Rashi is emphasizing that the words that you will come with the people are a reason, they're key, because you will come with the people. What is it a reason to? It's a reason to what the Pasuk started with. The Pasuk started with like this. Moshe called Yeshua, and he told him in the before the entire Jewish people, Le'enei kol Yisrael, he told him, Chazak ve'matz, be strong and fortified. For you will bring the people. So Rashi brings the for you will bring the people and says, that's Moshe is explaining how you will be strong. What do you mean? Now we have another question. Yeshua is saying, be strong. And then he says, for you will come with the people. How does that help in explaining be strong? So that's why, because of that question, we would think perhaps, albeit it's a doichek, it's a bit forced, but we could think that what it says, tovay, come, we could think it means also bring. In other words, why do I have to strengthen you? Chazak ve'ematz, I'm strengthening you. You know why? Because you're the one who has to bring the people into Israel. As we've already said earlier in Parsha Dvarim, that Hashem told Yeshua, strengthen, Hashem told Moshe, strengthen Yeshua. Why do you have to strengthen him? Because he's going to bring the Bnei Yisrael to get their nachla, to get their inheritance. So in other words, we could have misread this pasuk. We could have said, Chazak v'metz, be strong. Why does Moshe Rabbeinu have to stay strong? Because you're going to take the people into Israel, so you got to be strong. And translate it, because you're going to bring the people into Israel, not come with the people. But in order to tell us, no, that's not pshat, so Rashi first brings right away the Targum, who gives us the pshat, that the simple reading of the pasuk is, because you will come with the people. Yeah. The only question is, and now, we don't have to take the word Tovay out of its literal meaning, which means come with, and translate it to mean bring. No, Targum learns it simply. You asked the question. So how is that a reason of strengthening Yeshua? So Rashi continues, and he says, you're going to have the elders with you. In other words, from the fact that you're going to take the entire people together with their leadership, the elders and the leaders of the tribes, so they're definitely going to be together with you. They're going to help you. They're going to help you. So the process of giving the Bnei Yisrael the Nachla, I've strengthened you. In other words, Chazak ve'ematz, be strong. Because not, as we learned till now, be strong. Why do you need to be strong? Well, because I'm asking you to do a big job to get the Jews to inherit the land. No. Now we're reading it differently. Be strong. You know how you're going to be strong? Because you are going to come with the people. In other words, the whole people is going to be with you together with the elders. That's part of the reason of the strengthening. That's part of the strengthening words. Be strong, because you're coming with the whole people, with their leadership as well, and they're going to help you out. Okay. That's how Rashi learns. Go back. We skipped over a square brackets. Really, we asked, Rashi, there's a question here. It says, "Atotove sabaze." First, it says, "Chazak v'matz, be strong, because you will bring the, you will come with the people to Israel." Well, how does that help being strong? So in square brackets, it says, "Bedoichik." We would have been able to say that maybe this comes as an extension, a continuation to previous psukim. Moshe Rabbeinu strengthens the entire Jewish people. It says, when you go into Eretz Yisrael, don't be scared of these nations, these fearsome nations. It says, "Chizkul v'imtzu," be strong and courageous. Don't be scared. Don't have fear from them. So you could think, okay, when he told Klal Yisrael, don't be scared about going to Yisrael, he said, be strong. Now when he's telling Yeshua as an individual, as a leader, to go to Yisrael, he's also saying, Chazak v'matz, be strong. Right? However, that's a big doichik, says it doesn't fit. Why? Because from this pasuk, it's clear that it's an individual and specific chizuk. It's a specific strengthening that has to do only with Yeshua. It's not as part of the strengthening of the entire nation. This is something else. This is something specified to Yeshua. So now let's go back. What we've said now that I've explained is that Rashi is given us by adding the word ki, for, he's related his pirush to what it says earlier. It says to the beginning of the pasuk where Moshe says, be strong. And now Rashi says, you know how you're going to be strong? Because you're going to come with the people. And that includes their leadership. So you have council. You have joint leaders with you. We only have to understand, says Rashi, that Rashi now continues and says, the leaders, the skenim, will be with you. And then Rashi adds these words, hakoy lefi daiton vatzosam, everything according to their opinion, their daiton, according to their understanding, vatzosam, and their counsel. Everything you will do according to their counsel. From the fact that Rashi didn't just leave it, don't be scared, be strong, you have the elders with you. But Rashi specified everything will be according to them. So we understand from that it's not just the elders going to be helping, but Yeshua kind of has to be subservient to their opinion and their counsel. So that's strange to say. First of all, where does Rashi get this in Pshut Yishol Mikra? That now Yeshua is gonna basically be led by his counselors, the elders. Second question, in the Gemara, it says that the way the Gemara voices this answer, this context, is that Atovas Kenim Shabadari Moim, you and the lead and the elders of the tribes with them. In other words, Yeshua together with the elders. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says everything according to the elders. Sounds like Yeshua is kind of sidelined. Number three, how can you say the Yeshua that Moshe gave the whole opinion and everything over to the elders, when it was Moshe Rabbeinu himself who asked for Yeshua's leadership? He asked in Parshas Pinchas, may Hashem appoint somebody on the community, and then he actually placed his hand, Hashem told Moshe to place his hand on Yeshua. Moshe placed both hands, not just one hand. In other words, he was very excited, so to speak, and very motivated to appoint Yeshua as the leader of the Eden. And in this pasuk itself, it says, Yeshua, you be strong, because you're going to come with the people of the land, and you're going to carry out the inheritance. Make sure they all get their inheritance. In other words, the pasuk doesn't sideline Yeshua. So how does Rashi come out in the words of Moshe that you're going to go with the people, you're going to do everything according to the elders, Yeshua's got to be in charge. And then, even in this very pasuk, it says, and you, Yeshua, will be the one to carry through the inheritance. That doesn't sound like Yeshua's being sidelined. So what does Rashi mean? That everything will be according to the eights of the skenim? Dalit. Furthermore, says Rashi, listen to this. If you're not familiar with this Rashi, it's, but Hashem told Yeshua, Moshe said, you're coming with the people, everything according to the elders. Moshe told Yeshua, right, the two dozen psukim, in the 16 psukim or so later, because you will bring the Bnei Yisrael to the land, which I've told you. This is all Rashi saying. Now Rashi brings this puzzle, and then Rashi explains, what does that mean? You will bring them against their will. Everything is dependent on you. Take a stick and hit them on the head, because there's only one speaker. Dabor echad lader. There's one speaker per generation. V'loi shnei daborim lader. There's no two speakers in the generation. In other words, there's one leader. Can't have two leaders. So you're going to lead the charge. You're in charge. Only you. And take a stick and hit him on the head. You don't want to hear from them even. So it's not understood. First of all, usually Rashi only explains the problem in the pasuk that we're learning. What's difficult in the pasuk that we learned? That now the Rashi has to explain what it means there. Explain it when we get to that pasuk. Base, second issue is difficult. From the length of Rashi, of the language of Rashi, he says, bring them against their will, everything is dependent on you, take a stick and hit them on the head, is understood that not just did Hashem negate that it shouldn't be as Moshe said, everything is according to, this is too radical extremes, if you noticed. Moshe Ben says, you'll come with the people, there'll be the elders with there, you'll do everything according to their opinion. Here, in the next pasuk, we're quoting, Hashem says, no, Yeshua, you're going to bring them. Everything according to you, knock them on the head. Don't listen to them, basically. How do we know that? Mele, okay, we see that Hashem tells Yeshua, you're going to bring the people, so don't just listen to the skenim. Okay, so they're not on your level. You take the final decision. But maybe they can give counsel. Well, how does Rashi get in that further pasuk that the skenim, the elders, have no opinion whatsoever? Yeshua shouldn't listen to them. take a stick and hit them on the head. In other words, nobody else gives their opinion. You're sure you're going to decide everything. So it's not understood. Taka, as Rashi explained what the reason is, because there can only be one leader, one ruler for a generation, not two rulers for a generation. Okay, so we understand that the final decision is by Yeshua. Okay, he's the ruler. But from where is the imperative to say that the Skenim shouldn't help, the elders shouldn't help? Moshe Rabbeinu himself had a council of 70 Skenim, and v'nosu itcha, the language is, they will bear with you b'masa ha'am, the burden of the people. V'leitisa atal vadech, you shouldn't have to bear them alone. That's what Hashem told Moshe. Take 70 elders, and they're going to help you out. So from this we understand, Moshe Rabbeinu's leadership wasn't challenged by the fact that he had 70 elders that were helping him out and bearing the people. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was the final authority. What he said went. So how does Rashi learn in those later psukim that from Yeshua? No. Don't listen to them. Hit them on the head. You're the only guy. And the third question is, what does Rashi add by in explaining the pasuk by saying there's only one leader per generation? How does that add in the depth of the understanding? Fourth question, even if you want to say there's only one leader, what does he have to repeat and say no two leaders? Since he's saying, and it's a two-pronged question, since he's saying it's nothing to do with the elders, he should have said there's no there's one leader to the generation and not many. There's 70 elders that he wants to negate that they're not part of the decision making. Two, how do you talk and know there's no two? When he says there's no two leaders for a generation, no two speakers for a generation, how do you know? Maybe 71 is too much. No, there's only one general leadership. You can't have 71. Or maybe you could have two. For example, we do have two. And the question that jumps up here, Moshe and Aaron. And the pasuk says, this is Aaron and Moshe that Hashem told them jointly to take the Jews out of Egypt. So that sounds like there were two leaders, two speakers. So the explanation in all of this, explanation like this. The toyar, the description, ha'am. Let's see the way Moshe, the way that people are described in these two psukim. This pasuk, when Moshe is speaking, he says, be strong, because you will bring es ha'am azeh, this people. The word am also means b'chusim, the lowly ones. And it says this people. So it's not just the lowly ones, the entire people. The entire people wasn't only lowly. It included a gamut of people, including the Zkenim, the elders, who were venerable sages. So how does the pasuk refer to ha'am, which is denotes lowly, the more lowly people, and at the same time talk about the entire nation, which includes the high-ranking people? So Rashi says this teaches us two things. For the fact that it says, Am Azeh, this people, so we understand that the elders will be with you, right? You're going to come with the people together with the elders. However, from the fact that the pasuk is emphasizing the people, so we understand that Yeshua, you're going to come with the people. It means Yeshua is going to come together synonymously with the people, even the lowly ones. How is that possible? So Rashi explains, yes, Yeshua is going to come with the people, the entire people, because everything will be according to the opinion of the Skenim, of the elders. And Mimela, really, Yeshua is just together with the masses, so to speak, because he's not going to be... Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, don't worry, you can come with the people. So on the one hand, it's with this people, includes the elders. On the other hand, you're with the people, because there's a leadership group that you're not part. You're going to come with the people, not part of that leadership group, the elders. Vav, how does that make sense? How does that work with that everything's going to be according to the elders, with the fact that Moshe gave the leadership of the people to Yeshua? I mean, come on. He was given the leadership to take over from Moshe Rabbeinu. So what does this mean? That he's going to be together with the people, the non-leadership people, and the leadership is going to be everything according to the sages. What was Moshe intending here? So listen to this. On the pasuk where Moshe Rabbeinu asked for Yeshua, for an appointment of a person to lead the Jewish people, the way he worded it was, Asher yetzei lifneihem, somebody who will go out before them. And Rashi says, not like the other kings of the nations, that they sit in their homes and they send out their soldiers to do battle. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu wanted a king that should be able to lead them in a unified way to milchama, to do battle. And Moshe already also said that Yeshua is the one that has to carry out the inheritance, making sure that every Jew gets his inheritance in Eretz Yisrael. In other words, conquering the land and dividing the land. However, according to Rashi at least, in the job description that Moshe Rabbeinu was looking for somebody to take him over, it didn't say that it should be a leader that should have to bear the burden of the people. In other words, have to do with all their inner things and differences of opinions and the things that caused Moshe reason to complain that it's a difficult job. Well, what's going to be with those things? Moshe Rabbeinu didn't specifically ask for somebody to take those things over. So the five-year-old has no question, says the Rebbe. Just like by Moshe Rabbeinu, who took over, Hashem said, I'm giving you 70 elders, they will help you bear b'masa ha'am, they will take the burden of the people. So Moshe Rabbeinu figured that they're going to continue to do their job. A leader, a king to take them out to war, to be a leader at their head, can only be one. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was asking, that Hashem should appoint a leader on the people. And that's what Yeshua's job was. However, the nitty-gritty, the dealing with the people, that was, so to speak, there's a word, you know what the word is? And all great leaders are supposed to do this. Ha'atzalat samchuyot, I forget what it is in English. To delegate, so to speak. Hashem had said, okay, the elders, they're going to deal with the nitty-gritty. And so, in the five-year-old's thought, okay, they'll continue to do that. Yeshua will be the leader. So there's no question that there's no contradiction anymore between what Moshe said, appoints Yeshua to be the man on the people, and the way Rashi's saying, what Moshe Rabbeinu is saying here, that don't worry, you're going with the whole entire people, with the elders, everything will be done according to them, don't worry. And you will be the one to do the inheritance. Only you. And Hashem will go with you. In other words, Hashem will be with you. We're talking about the leadership aspect related to leading the people in battle, carrying out the division of the land, and so on. But everything else besides that, HaKoil, when Rashi says everything will be according to the elders, that means everything besides that, the non-leadership, the non-obvious leadership things, the burden of the people. And Hashem and Moshe says, be strong. And don't worry, because you won't have this headache of the burden of the people. That will be according to the elders. In other words, when you read it like this, if you don't have this pshat in Rashi, if you don't have the Rebbe's pshat, you read the pasuk the way Rashi learns it, and it seems that for some strange reason, Moshe Rabbeinu is diminishing Yeshua's executive powers. He's saying, you're going to come with the people, listen to the sages. And only later does Hashem come and say, no, Moshe, Yeshua, you're in charge of everything. I don't want to go there, but psychologists would probably read into this, oh, Moshe Rabbeinu, when it came to actually handing over power, he wasn't so ready. Chas v'shalom. The Rebbe doesn't raise this. I'm just saying this just jumped into my head. Sorry if it's out of place in the Sikha, but it seems that this explanation of the Rebbe, to me at least, that the light that's being shed here is that Moshe Rabbeinu was actually saying, Yeshua, you're going to have the same, that same, those same, that same council of sages that takes away so much of the burden of the day-to-day leadership of the people. Don't worry, they're coming along with you. Everything, they'll take care of all those issues. You'll be left to do the leadership things, the things that need, so to speak, the presidential oomph. You'll lead the people, you'll make sure the inheritance happens, but don't worry, the other things will be taken care of. So it's actually, this is a great chazak ve'matzah, as Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, be strong, because you're going to come with the people, you have your whole committee with you. It's going to be fine. That's not chas v'shalom. Somebody who's that we can see here any doubt about Moshe Rabbeinu handing over the reins. On the contrary, he's giving him the whole apparatus. Zion. This, however, is not enough, because by a ben chomish lemikah, by a 5-year-old learning the pasuk, Still, when he reads simply that Moshe Rabbeinu is giving him over everything, it seems that everything is giving over to Moshe. Not just war, and not just dividing up the land. Especially in Moshe, as we said earlier, Hashem instructed Moshe to place his, to appoint Yeshua, and not just to appoint him as a leader, but also the word of the Pasuk is, V'nasata me'hoitcha olav, you will place from your glory, Moshe, on him, l'man yishmo kaladas me'sol, so the entire people should hear. And the Hashem said that, and Rashi explains there, that Hashem was telling Moshe, v'tzivisa oisoi, the pasuk continues, you should instruct Yeshua on the people. In other words, tell them how difficult they are. In other words, tell them how difficult the people are and give him the wherewithal, so to speak, give him the koyach to be able to do this job. In other words, from this we infer that Moshe Rabbeinu gave over also the burden of the people. Not like Rashi seems to imply here that Moshe was saying, no, the burden of the people is going to be taken by the consortium of elders. So we have to answer, at least b'doichik, that since it was only according to their opinion, according to their counsel, but the actual implementation was going to be done through Yeshua. So that actually fits into the job description that Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to tell the Jewish people, to tell Yeshua to actually lead the people with all the details. So Rashi says, no, that's what we could have learned. So Rashi says, no, that's not pshat. He says, when I say you're going to come with the people, that the elders of the generation will be with you, everything will be according to them. And that's what Moshe said. But Hashem said, no, you're going to bring them against their will, that Yeshua, you're going to deal even with the burden of the people. In other words, not like it's a difference. Your leadership will be different than Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was trying to pass you over in his style of leadership. Sorry to use the word style. In his, practical way of leadership. And he was saying, you don't worry, you won't have to worry about the burden of the people. You'll have 70 elders. And Hashem comes and says, and that's what Hashem meant, that you're going to be in charge of the people. Because at the end of the day, you're going to have to lead them. You'll get the counsel. Rashi says, no. Moshe Rabbeinu was indeed saying something, that you're going to do everything according to the sages. The pasuk later, where Hashem comes and says everything will be according to you, is a difference than what Moshe was saying. He's saying, no, you're going to take care of everything. Also, this burden that till now was taken by the 70 elders. Wow, that's a. In other words, there's a change in the leadership fashion. Ches, says the Rebbe. Besides the difference in the words tovoy and tovi, come with and bring, there's another difference in the psukim. Here it says the people. Remember we said the people, ha'am, is also the lowly people. There it says, Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem tells Yeshua. Let's take a look at that pasuk. Aitzavis Yeshua binun. And he commanded Yeshua binun, and he said, be strong. Ki ata tovi es b'nei Yisrael. You will bring the b'nei Yisrael to the land which I swore to them, and I will be with you. Oh. Not the people, which could mean the lowly people, the B'nai Yisrael. That's already a name that speaks about the great virtue of the B'nai Yisrael, about the great high level of the B'nai Yisrael. So since the Pasuk changes, before it says Tovi, and it says Amcha, and here it says Tovi, Tovi and Amcha, here it says Tovi and B'nai Yisrael. So Rashi derives from that there's another thing added here. That is, not just will Yeshua deal with the burden of the people, masoham, of the entire people, but even the B'nai Yisrael, even the elevated people of the B'nai Yisrael, will also be totally according to his direction, even this Canaan. So now, when the Pasuk says, so now, it's not just that Tovi, that you're going to bring them against their wish, everything dependent on you, not just the way it was, not just is this pasuk negating that it's not going to be like it was in Moshe time, that Moshe delegated the burden of the people and only did other things. No. Hakol, you're going to bring the people, even the venerable people, B'nai Yisrael, the high-level people, you're going to bring them. Hakol, Tali B'chol, everything's dependent on you. There's no 70 elders that are going to help you with the burden. More than that, Rashi says, take a stick and hit them on the head. In other words, the stick, this means the leadership, the shlita, that's denoted by stick, the leadership of Yeshua, it's on all of them, even on the skenim, on the elders. The elders have no opinion in terms of bearing the people. Everything has to come from you, Yeshua. According to this, we'll understand, in other words, Kotkotim is their head, even those that are usually the thinkers and the counsel givers, I think that's pshat, nonetheless, you have to be ruler over them. Test. According to this, however, comes out that the leadership of Yeshua, what we've described here is, the way that Rebbe learns this psukim of the Rashi is we've described, you see it even before the Rebbe's explanation a little bit, but this becomes really, really now like almost spelled out in two different kinds of leadership modes. It turns out that Yeshua's leadership is exact opposite of Moshe Rabbeinu. By Moshe Rabbeinu, he had the elders that would help him with the bearing the people. By Yeshua, they had no opinion. They weren't meant to offer an opinion. So that's not understood. Wasn't Yeshua Yeshua is the servant of Moshe. It says that he never left the tent of Moshe. That was his greatness. He was, as it says, Moshe was like the sun. The face of Moshe was like the sun. And Pnei Yeshua, the face of Yeshua, was like the moon. The sun's moon is reflected. The sun's light is reflected in the moon. How does he come here with a totally different leadership being described by Hashem, being proscribed by Hashem to him? An opposite way of leadership. So that's why Rashi continues. There's one leader per generation, one speaker and leader per generation, not two leaders per generation. And Rashi is hinting here that not the 71 opinions are not going to play a role in Yeshua's leadership. Even the other leader, Moshe Rabbeinu. Because indeed, in the lifetime of Moshe Rabbeinu, so Yeshua was a servant of Moshe, and he was totally dedicated to Moshe and to Moshe's way. However, when the time came for Yeshua to become the leader, here there's already no room to act the way Moshe Rabbeinu act. He has to be the leader the way Yeshua needs to lead. Because if Yeshua is going to lead in the same way that Moshe leads, so conceptually, there's going to be two speakers, two leaders in the generation. There's Yeshua, and the way Yeshua portrays Moshe's derech. But no, it has to be only Yeshua's derech. And since that's what Rashi adds, there's only one leader, not two leaders. Since there's only one leader, not two leaders in a generation. And Yeshua, his behavior, his style, his leadership is different than Moshe's anhag, Moshe's leadership. In other words, because Moshe Rabbeinu, through the word Va'atzalto, he delegated, he transmitted certain powers, certain of his powers, with the ability to deal with the masa, the burden of the people to the elders. By Yeshua didn't need that. Yeshua was able to handle everything on his own. That's why these words of Yeshua daf tzedek zei nit onkom, Yeshua doesn't need to resort to them, doesn't need to come unto them. In other words, it sounds like in leadership, like of holy leadership, if one can be totally involved with everybody, that's even better, right? Anyway. And this, by Yitzias Mitzrayim, we speak about Aaron and Moshe, so it seems to be there were two leaders. But there was, it was not about a leader of the generation. There was about carrying out a certain shlichas, a certain mission. It was also a very detailed mission with all its specifications to take the Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. That was something else totally. Yud, from the Yein HaShel Torah, Rashi says, the Rebbe says here now, from the wine of Torah in Rashi, says in Chassidus, that in Yeshua there are two levels. There's one level, the way he is the attendant and the recipient from Moshe. And then there's a way after the passing of Moshe where he is for himself. the way Yeshua is by himself, his level is called Na'ar. Yeshua is called a Na'ar Katnus. Na'ar means a young lad, Katnus. Smallness. What does smallness mean? So there's a virtue of being a Katnus, being small. What's the virtue? It says in the Navi, because B'nai Yisrael, Na'ar Yisrael, B'nai Yisrael is like a young lad, V'oyaveo, and I love him. The Rebbe adds in parentheses, B'nai Yisrael, Kinar Yisrael, Yisrael is like a lad, and therefore, V'oyaveo, I love him. In other words, because we know that when somebody's with kids, there's a special love that comes up automatically. People love kids. What's the Indian in Avodah? Because Dafka in the Indian of Nar and Katnus, when a person feels himself small, there's Indian people. There's the self-nafiction, there's the also accept of the Yoke Heaven, or and in all that are doing their Avodah, from Plagat, grapes in mind, in his heart. So when the Avodah done away, there's no way of, I'll say, childishness, just for sake of translation, but in a way of beetle without the maturity of thought, rather with the simplicity of a childlike obedience and faith, that beetle brings out the oyavehu, that I love him, the love of Hashem, of Atzmos, to that the one who's serving Hashem. And that's the difference between these two psukim. Moshe Rabbeinu says, you will come with the people. In other words, the way Yeshua is a recipient for Moshe, in other words, Moshe is saying, follow in my mode of leadership. And mitzad the madreig of Moshe, so the skenim, in other words, skenim, what does the word skenim mean? Zeshakana chachma. If we expand the word zokin, zeshakana chachma, this is one who has wisdom. So the skenim, those that are serving Hashem from the perspective of tavadas, of intellect, that's who will be leading. But then Hashem says, you will bring the Bnei Yisrael Yeshua. In other words, because Yeshua has the mile of Beetle of selflessness, right? So the mile of Beetle, he's Nar Yisrael, is like a child, and forever I love him. Because of that Beetle that's higher than Tamadas, Beetle of childless, child, when we talk about Katnus, childish kind of Beetle, it's not that we're saying person doesn't have the intellect. No. When the person goes through the intellectual phase and then jumps higher and resorts back to a bittel that seems to be almost the same simplicity like a child's faith, but that kind of bittel, higher, superseding tamvadas, intellect, so you don't need the chokhmah, you don't need the zakenim, which represent leadership, which represent the mode of tamvadas, of rhyme and reason, of intellect and understanding. Yeshlema says that we could say this is also hinted at in the distinction between the two words tavoy and tavi. This whole thing has been built on tavoy means come with, and tavi means bring. So what's the difference between them? Tavoy is with a vav, tavi is with a yud. So the difference between vav and yud is vav represents a drawing down. Vav is a letter that's a one-liner. It's like drawing down from above to below. When we talk about drawing down, that means it's moving outside of the essence, drawing down from the essence. And therefore, it has to be with a certain limitation. It's not the essence. The essence is unlimited, but you're drawing down in a certain form of limitation. When we talk about avodah and the service of Hashem, that avodah that can be measured according to understanding, that would be, when we talk about the draw down, reason, understand, you would need the skenim. The skenim are those that are well-versed in reason and understanding, and they'll make sure that it's going down of the great energy and light, all it doesn't go to the place. They'll protect you. That way, you're using the code, is a little dot. How big is it? If you're a little dot, the letter is a you. So that's a bit smallness. So that avodah, in other words, that avodah of bittel is going to actually impact the skenim. Skenim are the ones with the intellect. The bittel, they need to be impacted, the bittel, so that they don't get limited by, because the limitation of wisdom and understanding, you can go as high as you understand. I mean, having total servant, total transparent relationship, so that absorbed so big in Shasan. The beetle impact has to take the stick and hit on the heads of the elders. In other words, has to impact the intellect of the elders. Have to be impacted and inspired by the beetle of the youth. Yudala, from the now, there's a teaching that says from the practical applications of this Rashi. These days, says the Rebbe, when we're demanding that everybody give, this sikha is being said in 1970. Okay, the Tishrei of 1970. When we're demanding from everybody, says the Rebbe, the Chassidim, and whatever, and everybody, that they should give time to spread Torah and Yiddishkeit, and especially the 10 mitzvah campaigns that the Rebbe instituted. And that everything we do has to be permeated with the concept of Yafutz Manas Echachutz, spreading forth the wellsprings of Chassidus outward. So there are some that say, hello, in the previous generations, this wasn't the behavior. In previous generations, there wasn't this emphasis on doing Avos Yisrael in this practical way of reaching out to anybody that didn't yet know about this. And since, till the latter years, particularly, says the Rebbe, when the previous Rebbe came to the shores of America, there wasn't this behavior to go out and spread Torah and Yiddishkeit in this, that is an obligation upon everybody to be involved in outreach. So how can we start? How is it that all of a sudden there's a new Aveda? So the answer comes that every generation has one leader. It could taka be that in previous generations, you didn't need this. But in our generation, as it says in the Gemara, that when Rav came to to Bavel, he found a valley that wasn't gated, and he put up a gate in it, which meant to say he found some areas of Yiddishkeit that had been unprotected with boundaries, and he put up boundaries for them. So in other words, this is a classic answer. When you come to when you see a situation that needs to be fixed, so you can say, one second, but there were greater people before me. If they didn't fix it, why should I fix it? So the Gemara says, no, that they came to Babel, they came to Babylon, they saw there was something that hadn't yet been fixed, so it's obviously up to us to fix it. So the Rebbe, the previous Rebbe said that in our time, actually, the words here are not the previous Rebbe, the words here, the Rebbe, they're Nasi, the Rebbe, the leader of the generation, says that in our time, it's an imperative to be occupied in spreading forth the wellsprings of Chassidus outwards. And even more, we know the famous letter of Mashiach, that the famous letter of the Baal Shem Tov, that the coming of Mashiach is hinged on that. So now we have to conduct ourselves according to the one leader of this generation. And therefore, everybody in this generation has to do this Aveda, even though in previous generations wasn't there, but every generation has its Aveda. As we see, even Moshe's Aveda was one way, and Yeshua was a totally different one. And through us all doing this, Mashiach will come speedily in our days.